Good morning. It is cold. It is early. It's 7:47 a.m. on a Wednesday, April 10th. I missed yesterday because of the footing, the snow. Minutes and a half on the first mile. I'm not surprised. The traveling, the walking is ridiculously treacherous even today. In part because none of the walks are clear. The only ones that remotely clear are those exposed to the wind. And even those tend to have a little slick of ice on them. I probably should not be walking today. Somebody posted, I think it was Tara. It's like, well, if you slip and fall and break your leg, then you won't be able to move, so you won't have anything to do but write. You'll have a great excuse to just sit. And yeah, you know, I thought of that. Now, my luck, I'd slip and fall and break a wrist or a rib or something that would keep me so distracted and in pain that I wouldn't be able to write, or something that would directly impinge on my manual dexterity, which would interfere greatly. So, yeah. There's probably better ways to go about that. So, yesterday was rheumatologist day. I went to visit the friendly arthritis doctor. I haven't seen him in apparently a couple of years. He was quite surprised himself to learn that I hadn't been in, and we talked about it. And the reason is that in the past, he gives me a year's worth of the anti-inflammatory. And then within a year, I go back and get new blood work done. And I go to see him and do a little checkup. And he renews the prescription. Well, my pharmacy has this new policy where they auto-renew. So they'll automatically order after every 30 days or so. And the fact that my prescription is for 2 pills a day for 30 days means I buy 60 pills at a whack. Now, the reality is I only take one. On a very, 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 very rare day, I might take two. Typically, it'll be on days where I've skipped the one the night before, inadvertently missed it, forgot it. And take one in the morning and then one at night. This is a very few days where I actually take two. So I had this big pile of pills kept in a drawer. So whenever I need to refill my pill binder, I just pull in a drawer, pull out a bottle, and fill the various prescriptions into the various days. And off we go, Bob's your uncle. And I reached in the drawer the other day, last week, 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks now, and realized that it was the last bottle of pills. It's like, oh, holy shit. And the prescription ran out like last year, November-ish, October-ish. And I remember the pharmacy calling me to notify me that they had tried to refill it, but the doctor said I had to go see him. And I remember getting that call in person on my cell phone, acknowledging the call, and then promptly forgetting to call the doctor. Well, I don't remember forgetting because, of course, that would be kind of silly, but yeah. Anyway, the doctor was surprised that I hadn't been to see him, and I think we've adjusted my script so it's only one a day now. So I'm not buying twice as many pills as I need. The good news is I never ran out. I was never short, but the bad news is I paid up front for several months' worth of drugs that... I don't know that that's really a downside. I just pay as you go. Anyway, so I went to see him, and he checked me all over. And the swelling of my feet is most likely due to sodium. And yes, I know I need to cut that down. I've The problem is that we had a ham over the weekend, and I've been picking away at that really salty ham, and that's been bad. I shouldn't be doing that. Well, he didn't find any damage in any of the joints. There's no sign that the condition is worsening. Of course, nor is there that it's getting any better. It's not expected to ever get better. It's one of those things that I will live with for the rest of my days. So yeah, that was, and I went early in the day before the weather really got bad. And even at that, it had been snowing since about 10 o'clock Monday night. And there was a crust on everything, and apparently the ground had been warm enough that it just created ice underneath the snow, which is the most treacherous. So there were two intersections where I actually slid through the stop sign or traffic light and into the middle of the intersection, and was blessed that nobody was actually coming the other way, because there's no way in hell they'd have been able to stop. So when I finally got home, I said, no, I'm not going to go out and walk in it. A, by then it was mid-morning, it was like 10-ish, and it was, because I had to go have my blood work afterwards. And that was just across the street, so I walked over. And the storm had actually picked up a lot, and the wind was blowing quite strong. It was like 20 miles an hour. So the snow was going horizontally past my windows. And I thought, you know, with ice underfoot, it was like 12 degrees. Well, no, by then it was like 20 degrees, but still. With that much wind and that much snow and that poor visibility, your discretion needs to be my watchword for the day. So I called it off and settled into a day of cooking. I made lentil soup with the ham bone, and was not exactly a huge hit because the kids don't like lentils that much, but I enjoyed it. I found it quite lovely. I may have to do some more cooking, some more experimenting with lentils. I do like lentils a lot. And I'm sure that the extra salt from the ham bone wasn't really the thing that I really needed to be eating, but it tasted good. There were a lot of vegetables, tomatoes and carrots. Although, again, I forgot to put the spinach in. I'm supposed to put in a block of spinach. I forgot the spinach. I need to look more at this Mediterranean diet of lentils and chickpeas and flatbreads and a little lamb now and again, olive oil, eggplants. I need to spend more time with that particular cuisine. Because I really do like it. I like it a lot. I like all of the little pieces that go into it. And I like the flavors, so yeah, probably should look into that. Oh. So yeah, I do need to follow up with my PC, my primary care physician. I gotta make a call to him, but I also have to call the eye surgeon today. I didn't do that yesterday. I need to call and find out about an appointment to have these cataracts checked and probably removed. Because it's getting really, really difficult to see. The lack of contrast. Black text on a white page looks gray now. And it always used to be black on white, and it was really easy to see, and it worked out well, and even going white on black helps now, because even though white isn't white, it's gray, the black is still dense enough that I'm able to read it. But I find myself more and more spending time fighting with the computer to get it so that the font is big enough that I can read it and legible enough and I can make out the letters. And that's taken up too much of my energy. I gotta get this taken care of. And there's only one way that's going to happen, and that's if I make this phone call. So onward and upward. I also had a very lovely email from one of you who is concerned about congestive heart failure and my sodium and swelling and fatigue. And honestly, so am I. So it's something that I will be following up with my PC. So far, I've talked to him in the past, and so far, all of the things that I've talked about are really directly attributable to muscle tone and conditioning. And even though I'm walking 2 miles a day, it's not exactly an aerobic workout. It helps. It's good for the musculature. It's good for the skeleton. It's good for stress. But as an aerobic workout, the only days where it's aerobic workout are the days where I really hit 16-minute mile. And those are rare, as you know. 17-minute miles are pretty good. 16 minutes really where it shows. And I don't do that enough to be considered a regular aerobic workout. Oh, there, the sun made the turn eastward. The sun is shining full on my body. And my blue jeans are sucking up the heat. Feels good. There's a monk pole. There's no footprints. There's no footprints on this snow. Nobody's walked on it until now. Around here, that's pretty rare. Or perhaps more likely, somebody's walked on it and the wind has scoured it clean again. People scraping the crap out of their driveway, trying to get the snow off it. I need to do that, but I think what I'm going to do is wait for an hour or so, let the sun get up. Actually, I'll probably wait till late morning, because what I'm going to do is go home and write before I get sidetracked by anything else. It's going to be difficult today because I'll be getting home before my wife leaves, and she'll be talking to me. And my elder daughter has a migraine today, so she will be home. And for some reason, having her sick and at home is distracting. In part because I know she needs to be at school. I also need to call the nurse at school and tell them what her medical status is. Maybe I'll do that when I get home because they'll be open. Anyway. So, yeah, yesterday was a day of rest. I made it an angst-free zone. It was like, oh, damn. And I just said, no, you know, I'm not gonna fret about riding today. I'm not gonna fret about walking today. I'm not gonna do. It's gonna be a snow day, in the sense of the youthful excitement for discovering that a day you thought was planned is now completely your own. And so I did that. It wasn't all completely my own by any stretch of the imagination, because I still had the doctor's appointment, I still had to fix meals for the family, I still had to deal with all of the stuff that goes along with being a stay-at-home dad, I guess is the way to put it. That reminded me, I put in a little laundry and I forgot to put it in the dryer. It's probably still sitting on the washing machine wet. I'm gonna fix that too when I get home. Anyway, I got to the end of the day and I felt, for the first time, and I really don't remember how long it has been, but that sort of warm feeling of relaxation, that, yeah, all was right with the world, that the day had gone well, that I felt almost rested, almost relaxed, and so it went pretty good. It was a good day yesterday, even though I didn't get production done. I think I put my head where it needs to be in order to get production done today. I'll let you know tomorrow whether or not that was true, but my intention today is to grind the day. I haven't done a day where I've grinded. I've focused on grinding in a long time. And in grinding, I don't mean grinding as in, oh my God, I've got to do this, but in getting myself stuck into the task in such a way that I'm able to ignore everything else. Now, I won't be able to ignore the whole day. At 2:40, I will have to go pick up the daughter who did go to school, from school. But until then, other than a couple of phone calls, I don't really have anything that's going to require my attention except my own work. And I intend to set up walls to make sure that that work happens today. It was a visualization kind of exercise that my therapist gave me that was like, when you go to sleep at night, think about what you're going to do tomorrow. And so when I was laying down last night, I thought, well, tomorrow I'm going to get up. I'm going to get the walk out of the way early. It's not as early as I might have, but under the circumstances, 10 degrees and icy. It's pretty early. I've had my breakfast. I had my toast. I had my coffee. I'm going to have another pot of coffee, probably, before the day is out. Oh God, this is slippery. It's not the sidewalk, it's the street. Yikes. And then, I gotta write about Greedock, young Greedock. Greedock before he became the Splithead. Now, one of the interesting challenges with Greedock the Splithead is Greedock is the leader, he's not a warrior. He's only 3 feet 2 inches tall. So he's not a commanding physical presence. But because he's a Quith leader, he has this sort of aura, for lack of a better term, charisma, that works on all kinds of beings, including humans. So I get to imagine what this Quith culture is like, where they have people who have charismatic personalities that instill a sense of loyalty and dedication. This idea of leader is an interesting one, and one that I'm looking forward to exploring. And I don't know if Scott intended me to do this or not, but I'm going to do it anyway. And we'll see what he says after the fact. But this notion of leadership, what does it consist of? What does it look like? What does it feel like from the inside? Because a Quith leader is a leader. He is, as near as I can tell, he's intended to be the figurehead. And I think there's probably graduations. There's probably a continuum of to what degree they are simply a figurehead, adept at bringing together workers and warriors in ways that achieve the goals of the group, and the degree to which the leader is in fact the leader who has the vision, who has the group, who has the view, who has the drive to pull the various pieces of his empire together to pursue something. Now, in the Siglopedia and in the story Bible that Scott sent me, the leaders go into government, they go into the military, they go to sports, and they go into crime. The four places where leadership seems to flourish. Now, I'm guessing they also go into business, because there have to be business leaders, or there's no economy. So I need to think about that part too, because Sigler only deals with criminals. Now I get to deal with all of them, so it should be fun. I have to say, the second mile was a lot easier than the first mile. First mile alongside 34 was, 34, West 20th Street was ugly. The snow plows, because that's a plowed range. Yikes. 20? 20 minutes on the second mile, yeah, I'm just barely crawling here today. But the footing being what it was, the fact that I'm actually moving at all is probably a miracle. Anyway, what was I going to say? I don't know, lost it. Could have been very important. Leader's business quiz. Oh, filling in the cultural. What does a mother do for quiff leaders? How does she deal with having a cluster of brood mates? I don't know. I'll have to find out. I'll have to have Greedock tell me, because this is Greedock's story. And I really need to step back now. I've had a chance to let it percolate and have it come to the forefront and have Greedock's story be Greedock's story. I'm looking forward to it. Oh my God, my beard. I just touched my beard. I took my gloves off and touched my beard. It's a solid block of ice. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.